Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is Jason Zickerman. He's the president and CEO of the Alternative Board, otherwise known as TAB. Under his leadership, the Alternative Board creates, manages, and facilitates advisory boards in communities all over the United States. These are comprised of local business owners, presidents, CEOs who run non-competing businesses. And every month, the members of these boards meet, led by an executive coach, to share experience and engage in problem solving for each other's businesses and challenges, all in a unique, fully confidential setting. Jason has some ideas around employee issues that many businesses are now facing because of the recessionary environment we find ourselves in. Joining us on the line from the Alternative Board headquarters in Denver, Colorado, is its president and CEO, Jason Zickerman. Jason, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you very much. Happy to be with you folks.
To lay the groundwork, if you would, Jason, let's learn a little bit more about the Alternative Board itself. How was it originally created and then ultimately deployed into the market?
Well, years ago, Alan Fishman, the founder and the chairman of the organization, after he retired from a successful career in another industry, realized that by his board, he was able to bring his organization that at one point was in a lot of trouble, ultimately up to and bring it public. So in his brief retirement, he was thinking about, boy, imagine having the value of bringing the peer advisory boards or having a board of directors for small, medium-sized businesses. So we put together boards of non-competing, privately held, small, medium-sized businesses around the table, and we have each of them present challenges and opportunities that are existing in their businesses. And the collective wisdom, experiences, failures, triumphs, connections, relationships, whatever it may be, to look at each individual's business's opportunities or challenges would help that business owner move their business forward more strategically. In addition, the people who facilitate these boards are very, very accomplished business people, and they help make sure that the meeting stays on track and people are all able to express their concerns or thoughts and comments. But they also meet with each business owner privately for at least 1 to 2 hours a month at their place of business to give them a private coaching session. But it's designed to walk them through a proprietary process of strategic business leadership, which aligns their business and their personal vision. So they always are running their business in a strategic mode versus out of the idea of the week. Because as you know, many, if not most small and medium-sized business owners very rarely run their businesses through a strategic plan.
That's right.
So now we have, not just in the U.S., as you said earlier, but we're actually throughout the U.K., Canada, and South America. We're running boards of privately held business owners where they get to share in this opportunity and hopefully move their businesses forward in a manner which supports their personal life. So there's great balance.
That's an incredible concept, and it is unique. Are there many other players, if any, in the field?
There are other competitors in the field, and I think they do a very nice job, and we're happy to have them because it's still, for the most part, unique to business owners. So I believe that the competitors that are in the field are only helping validate the need and the value that so many small and medium-sized businesses need to have.
The company has experienced significant growth since you arrived about 7 years ago. Why do you think it's been so successful?
Well, I think we've hit our time. I think that the concept of coaching and peer advisory for business owners has become more known, and I think that there's a lot of success stories that have come out from people working in that capacity. So with a very supportive in our tools and process, I think that we've just really hit our stride over the last several years, and we've been able to, you know, basically quadruple over time.
How many boards are there out there internationally right now?
Oh, I don't know how many boards there are, but there are nearly 4,000 companies or corporations involved with us for the moment. So I don't know how many boards that breaks down to.
It's quite an enterprise.
Quite a bit of companies doing it.
It's quite an enterprise.
Yeah.
Is it a franchise model, Jason?
It is a franchise model, and I think that adds to the credibility of the boards because each of the people who are facilitating these boards, they're a business owner themselves. So they understand exactly, they're living through the same challenges and opportunities that their members are. So I think it adds to a whole lot of credibility versus having some sort of contractor running a board.
Absolutely. Our guest is Jason Zickerman. He's the CEO and president of the Alternative Board. That website, www.thealternativeboard.com. Jason, since the recession began in September or so of 2007, we've lost nearly 2 million jobs, devastating for both the employees that are let go and also the business owners that are forced to do the layoffs. And here we are sitting together in, we're in mid-January of 2009, clearly one of the most challenging periods in terms of the U.S. and global economy, and certainly for those running businesses. For business owners, I know you've culled together some of the best tips from the alternative boards across the planet to help them move employees forward after a layoff happens. Let's walk through some of these tips, if you don't mind, and then dig into them a little bit.
There's a lot that needs to be done, but let me just start by saying the key to this entire thing is communication. You have to be able to communicate with your employees about the layoff and what it actually means and what it's going to result in for them. First of all, let them know that the layoff happened because of necessity, but we did it proactively to protect all of you. We needed to do that so all of us could be here to work for many years moving forward.
Yeah.
But when you do that, you got to realize that these people are going to feel overwhelmed. They're going to feel a whole lot of stress, and they're going to say, "Oh my gosh, I have to, you know, do all this work now. How's it going to happen?" You, as an employer, must recognize that some things now may not get done, and by you going out there and proactively helping them prioritize or revise their workloads, that's going to be critical to them feeling, "Wow, my employer really understands me and doesn't expect, you know, just us to be over-the-top stressed, and he's going to help us or she's going to help us prioritize us to the most important strategic products or efforts to move the company strategically." You're going to help them eliminate the work that doesn't necessarily need to happen. Because with many more employees, there's a bunch of fringes that go on that you know, quite frankly, we don't need to be doing. Right now, we have to focus on the most strategic areas to move the needle, to move the organization forward. Okay? The other key thing is this. When you're asking people to do more and focus more and maybe extend their time or the effort or step out of the box of what they normally were doing, you need to help them see the great work that they're doing. So many companies, what they do is they celebrate when a big deal gets closed or a big project gets finished, and that's fantastic. But in these days, it is critical that you help and celebrate the small milestones, because it can be too daunting to wait for the big accomplishment. By help showing your appreciation and celebrating the smaller accomplishments, it gives them the gas they need in their tank to carry on and finish your projects. And make sure that your people, your executives, are accessible and present. You need to establish a no prima donna zone. So what I mean by that is nobody's excused from the hard work or the extra time or the effort. You need to demonstrate from the top down and the bottom up that everyone is on the same page and we're going to get through this together. And when you do that, you could get a rally cry going in the organization that we're going to beat this thing. Not only are we going to beat this thing, we're going to come out on the other side of this economy in a competitive distinction, because other companies are not being as focused on this as we are.
Mm.
And you need to watch out for the extreme cases. Alert people so they understand when during these times that people aren't going into some sort of a depression and getting into a lull. And you need to make sure that people aren't negative or cancerous to the culture. Because right now, you need a championship team. A lot of people talk about having a team, and that's fantastic. But in this day and age, you need everyone to step up and say, "We're not just a team, we're going to be a championship team." And when you do that, and you get everyone's mindset focused on that there's a big challenge ahead, that we're going to accomplish it together, you can create a great momentum for the organization.
I'm curious, you're probably in touch with many of your facilitators out in the field. Sitting in January of 2009, what other things are coming up for small businesses that are sort of top of mind, issues, challenges that seem to be consistent across a lot of your boards?
Well, we just talked about one of the major ones is the staffing and the layoffs. Do we do it? How
sure.
do we do it? Alternatives to layoffs, and that's something that we talk quite a bit about, because we view that layoffs should be a last resort, but certainly a resort if necessary, but a last resort. So we talk about alternatives to layoffs quite a bit. Clearly, accounts, cash is king. So really helping organizations manage their accounts receivable, their accounts payable, and really making sure that they understand their cash position has been something that's really prevalent on the boards right now,
yeah.
Especially with credit lines drying up and access to money less likely or much harder to get.
Yeah.
So those are things that are coming out on the boards on a regular basis. But I tell you something, most importantly, this is no time to be alone. And I think that one of the things that we're finding is one of the best resources is just being on a board and having a coach that you have someone to talk to. Because we're in unprecedented times. You know, in most of our lifetimes, we've never seen something like this. And for you, for business owners to sit by themselves trying to figure out if the decisions they're about to make or the decisions they're not going to make are good or bad by themselves is paralyzing. So the very fact that these business owners are with other business owners who are focused on getting through this time and coming out on the other side positively, it's invaluable. Not just on business ideas, but even as a support group to understand that these stresses are things that everyone is going through. So
yeah.
Those are the things we're seeing.
Yeah, on the emotional side as well. Does it run the gamut? Are there all kinds of business types and models and sizes?
Yes, it does. I mean, we're across all industries for the most part, and we go from the smaller organizations doing just a mere, like say $500,000 in revenue to companies that are doing well over $100 million in revenue.
Wow.
So, the basic premise here is that 75 to 80% of all businesses are exactly the same. It's only 20 to 25% that makes us different from each other. But we all deal with the same issues, HR, sales, marketing, whatever it may be, bank relationships. By the different size of your organization, it just changes the scale of the challenge or opportunity that you're up against.
For those that are interested in learning more about the Alternative Board, again, the website, www.thealternativeboard.com. Jason, if they're interested in starting a group somewhere, being a facilitator and a franchisee of the Alternative Board, should they visit that website?
Yes, that would be the best place to start. Give us a call. Look on the online. Send us an email to the area that for franchises available, that type of thing.
Okay.
And we'll try to help you. And if it's a good fit, we'll have a great conversation.
It's an incredible model, and I know you're right. It's no time to be alone in small business. Our guest has been Jason Zickerman. He's the CEO and president of the Alternative Board, sometimes called TAB. That's www.thealternativeboard.com. Jason, thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you. I really enjoyed being with you.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.